Are you ready to uplevel the power of your own mind? Because if you are, you will want to join us at the Amplify Your Mind Masterclass. It is a two-day program where transformation meets action. You will discover how your unconscious mind shapes your thoughts, your actions, and your success. And you'll learn the three principles and how thoughts and mind and consciousness are impacting your entire life. We take you through two different hypnotic inductions for an incredibly relaxing experience, one on each day. And past students have said they learned more in these 2 days than they did in a 6-month life coaching course. So if you want to uplevel your mind and do it with extreme efficiency, join us. No fluff, no guesswork, just real results. I will put the link in the show notes, and I'm gifting to my audience a massive promo code for our April class on April 15th and 16th. Using the code GIFT47, you will receive this class for literally that price, $47, for 2 days of personal growth, empowerment, and transformation. See you there. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host. And today we're diving into something that shows up constantly in our community, in our coaching spaces, and inside our own thoughts. That sneaky little belief that says, I'm behind. Behind in your career, behind in your healing, behind in your business, behind in life. So if you ever felt like you missed your moment, took too long to pivot, or just should be further ahead by now, I want you to breathe. Just breathe that right out. Because what I'm going to share with you today might just set you free. We have this whole cultural myth of catching up. Let's start where that even comes from. Most of us were raised in systems that mapped out a very specific timeline. Graduate high school by age 18, have your university degree by the age of 22, have your career locked in by the age of 25, be married and have a house by the age of 30, and be fully self-actualized by age 40. Ha! What no one tells you is that these timelines are completely arbitrary. They are based on outdated social norms, not your soul's path. And they certainly don't factor in trauma, healing, pivots, expansion, or spiritual awakening. So here's the first truth I want you to anchor in today. The belief that you're behind is not yours. It's borrowed. And it's time for you to give it back. Now let's talk about how the unconscious mind stores time. What's actually going on neurologically and energetically when we feel like we're behind? The unconscious mind doesn't run on a clock or a calendar. It runs on emotional imprinting, experiences stored as unresolved energy. It operates based on stored memories, beliefs, and emotions, not how many days you've marked off your to-do list. So when you feel like you're stuck in a loop, it's because your unconscious mind hasn't completed a moment in time. That's also why a painful event from, say, 15 years ago can still trigger your nervous system like it happened yesterday. Your unconscious mind hasn't completed that moment in time. And it's also why you might feel stuck in something that should be over by now, because in the unconscious, it's still very much alive. What being behind really means is that you are likely comparing yourself to others, or you've internalized timelines from society, school, family. You may have feared that you've missed your shot at it. And it's almost always coming from some version of, I'm not enough. This is what I share with my clients when I hear this, that they're behind. And what's powerful about this realization is that once we get under the story, we can clear the emotion at the root. And timeline therapy helps us do this in hours, not years. We go to the first time that you felt that emotion of perhaps it's not, or the limiting belief of not good enough, the emotions of anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt, rage, and shame that are all connected to that limiting belief of not good enough, and we dissolve the charge. And what I love so much about timeline therapy is that it is quick, and even more, that we're getting to the root. When you snip the tops off a weed, the weed just grows back. The whippersnipper is no good at getting rid of weeds. It just cuts off the heads and the roots are still there, so they keep growing back. Whereas if you pull the weed by the root, it can no longer grow back. And that's what we're doing with this stuffed down emotion and these limiting decisions that society has taught us to stuff down, and the limiting decisions that we've borrowed from others. They're not ours. We literally get rid of them at the root by asking the unconscious mind, what was the first event of this? Because remember, the unconscious mind stores all your memories, for you to access as needed. And with timeline therapy, we ask to access them. And here's the other great thing about timeline therapy and my favorite part. You don't have to talk about whatever the heck it was that happened back then, whatever trauma, whatever incident it was that caused you to take on this belief, that caused the emotion that you've stuffed down. You don't have to talk about it. In fact, every time you talk about it, it deepens the neurology of it and you relive the experience. And that's not healthy, and it certainly doesn't release it from your nervous system. Instead, we don't require you talk about it, because guess what? The unconscious mind already knows what happened. It doesn't need you to voice what happened to me as I guide you through this. Your unconscious mind is the coach. I'm the guide. It doesn't need you to voice it out loud. So you don't have to talk about it. What you do have to do is ask your unconscious mind for the learnings from that root cause event that you were supposed to learn, and in the moment you didn't, because everything is happening for us always to learn something. And now, once you acknowledge the learnings, then the unconscious mind can release all of the stuffed down negative emotion attached to that, as well as the limiting decisions, because you've learned it. And that's all that is required, is to get the learnings, those you voice out loud. We always want to make sure they're about self, stated in the positive and in the present to future tense. And once we have the learnings, that's when the unconscious mind releases it all. It's the home of the emotional body, so it can release all the emotion attached to it. And it can release the limiting decision because it no longer applies. You've learned from it. And what's left at that point? Freedom, presence, choice. In fact, I've had many clients say peace. It's finally quiet inside their head. It's not, you know, the monkey brain and constant chatter going on. So here's the truth that I want you to know today. You are not behind. You are just still carrying an outdated frequency. Let me share a story. One of my private clients, we'll call her Rachel, came to me feeling crushed. She'd built a successful business, had a beautiful family. On paper, everything looked perfect. However, she kept saying, "I just feel like I'm failing, like I should be doing more, like I'm not where I'm supposed to be." Sound familiar? Well, we did a timeline therapy session. And you know what we found? Through that session and the detailed intake that we do, there was a moment when she was 7 years old, and her teacher told her she was behind in reading, that she was falling behind the rest of the class. And her little seven-year-old nervous system anchored in that language. And even at age 40, that seven-year-old imprint was still running the show. And the moment we released the emotional charge on it, and because it was a quantum breakthrough, we were able to then adjust the strategy so that she no longer had the same response to hearing that kind of language. Everything shifted. Her inner voice softened. Her motivation became rooted in joy, not pressure. This is the power of working with the unconscious mind, not against it. The frequency of right on time is powerful. And this is a huge mindset shift I want to invite you into. Let me ask you something. Have you ever met someone who radiates calm, confidence, even if their life doesn't look perfect? They walk in the room and you feel it. They're not rushing. They're not forcing. They're anchored. That's the frequency of someone who believes they're right on time. This is not delusion. It's not bypassing. It's alignment. And the wild part is when you believe you're right on time, the world starts to organize around that. Because guess what? You get what you focus on. So if you're focusing on being right on time, that's what you're going to get more of. Opportunities open up. Ideas flow. People show up. Because your unconscious mind stops vibrating at the frequency of panic and lack and starts resonating with trust, creativity, and possibility. This is how we can collapse timelines, not by hustling harder, instead by aligning deeper, reframing time with the unconscious mind. And here's something else that's really wild I want you to know. Your unconscious mind cannot distinguish between what's real and what's vividly imagined. This means the more you tell yourself you're behind, the more your neurology wires that in. So let's cancel that. When you instead install a new identity of, I'm exactly where I'm meant to be, your body softens, your nervous system settles, you get back into alignment. And when you settle your nervous system like that, it's good for your health. It gets you out of fight or flight stress. It allows you to spend time in rest and digest where your body can rejuvenate. You'll have more energy. And that's why it's important to not just focus on doing more, even though I know society tells you to do that. I thought that before too. The more you do, the better you are. Yeah, cancel. It's not a do world. We're not human doings, we're human beings. Instead of doing more, we want to focus on becoming the version of ourselves who moves through time with trust, clarity, and power. I invite you to focus on becoming that version of you. And I have a timeline reframe exercise for you. If you are feeling the pressure of being behind, try this simple three-step reframe. And in fact, I'm going to take out the word try, because what does try mean anyway? It doesn't mean anything. Do this simple three-part reframe process. First off is awareness. We have to bring it into awareness. So ask yourself, whose timeline am I measuring myself against anyway? Is it mine or someone else's idea of success? Two, start to release the emotion around it. Take one memory, maybe a time when someone told you you were too slow or too late or not ready, and let yourself feel into it. And now breathe into it and ask, what truth do I want to install here instead? It's helpful to even ask when you think about what someone told you, is it even true? Because very often the answer is no. And what truth do you now want to install instead? And then the next piece is your frequency calibration. Close your eyes. Unless you're listening to this driving, then please do not close your eyes. Wait and do this later. Imagine your future self vividly, the version of you who already feels proud, grounded, fulfilled, and ask her, what timeline am I on? Listen. Let her show you that you are exactly where you are meant to be. And you can even journal this out, speak it out loud. All this positivity is great for your neurology. That act alone begins to shift your frequency. And if you want to quantum shift, I'll talk about that in a moment. We have so many common patterns that make us feel behind. And so I just want to normalize a few of them so that you don't feel like you're the only one, because I see this all the time in my work. You take time out to heal. Think of that as a gift rather than a delay. It's a gift to your future. The body always gets what it wants. And so if the body has demanded that you take time out to heal, you are exactly where you are meant to be. And if you don't take that time, guess what? It will only get worse. And later on down the road, it will take even more time. So this isn't a delay, it's a gift. If you've pivoted in your career or your business, you may have some people telling you or questioning you on this decision, suggesting it's a failure. Why would you leave that job with the benefits and the pay and da-da-da to go and live your mission and your purpose? It's not failure. It's courage. It's courage to step into the person that you truly are. Your soul's mission. And only you can do that. And only you know what that is. And so congratulations for having the courage to do that. And know that you've grown in potentially in silence. And just because no one has seen it, no one has acknowledged it, doesn't mean that it didn't count. Give yourself a pat on the back and notice how far you've come. Every detour, every pause, every unraveling was part of your becoming. And so if no one's told you this lately, you are not late. You are evolving. Now back to the quantum shift. If you want to step into the quantum shift, this is the work we do inside Amplify Impact Academy. And I invite you to check out our Amplify Your Mind Masterclass. We go deep during 2 days into how your unconscious mind stores time, emotion, and possibility, and how to unlock the version of you who's already living your future. We share how to clear the emotional charges from the past. We teach you the importance of bringing your conscious and unconscious minds into alignment And we leave you with tools that help you start stepping into the person you were always meant to be. Because when your unconscious mind is on board, when it is in rapport with the conscious mind, you stop forcing, you start flowing, and you realize you were never behind. You're being called forward. So if this episode opens something for you, if you feel that subtle shift in your body, like, ah, I can breathe again, or maybe it's the truth bumps as I was talking, that's your unconscious mind saying, yes, go that way. This is a resource I'm bringing to your attention. Go towards it. We'd love to see you inside the masterclass. You don't have to do this alone. You just have to stop pretending that time is your enemy, because time is waiting for you to lead. Until next time, thanks for listening. Please share this episode with anybody that you think can benefit from hearing it. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.